Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, October 28, 2025, and we have a lineup of science headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Quantumzyme Corp. participated in Enzyme Engineering 13 conference in Denmark. Quantumzyme Corp., a leader in computational enzyme engineering and green chemistry innovation, recently participated in the Enzyme Engineering 13 conference in Denmark. The event, organized by Engineering Conferences International, brought together global experts to discuss advancements in enzyme design, biocatalysis, and synthetic biology. Quantumzyme showcased its innovative enzymatic pathway for producing ibuprofen, demonstrating a commitment to sustainable manufacturing. CEO Naveen Kulkarni highlighted the company's vision for sustainable biocatalytic solutions and engagement with industry leaders. Quantumzyme's QZyme Workbench platform integrates quantum mechanics, AI, and molecular modeling to design next-generation enzymes for industrial applications, solidifying its reputation as a key innovator in green chemistry.
GeoVax welcomes new IDSA guidance, highlighting need for tailored COVID-19 vaccines for immunocompromised patients. GeoVax Labs, Inc. highlights ITSA guidelines recommending tailored COVID-19 vaccines for immunocompromised patients, over 40 million Americans at risk despite current vaccines. GeoCM04S1 vaccine, designed to provide broader, more durable protection by stimulating both antibody and T-cell immunity. Clinical studies show promising results with sustained neutralizing activity and favorable tolerability. IDSA panel acknowledges current vaccines offer incomplete and waning protection for immunocompromised individuals. GeoCM04S1's multi-antigen design addresses these shortfalls, offering durable cellular immunity critical for long-term protection. GeoVax's focus on the needs of immunocompromised individuals has the potential to fill a significant gap in COVID-19 protection. Steadwright moving forward with exploration on the copper, lead, zinc, silver, gold Goundafa mine. Steadwright Critical Minerals Inc. is moving forward with exploration on the copper, lead, zinc, silver, gold Goundafa mine in Morocco. The company is considering drilling companies to confirm high historical values at the site, with conceptual resources up to 6.62 million tons. The exploration will begin in December 2025, focusing on Vein 1 and potential resource estimates. The goal is to confirm historic resources and formulate a 43-101 on the project. Additionally, Steadwright is progressing with plans for mining and environmental license applications for the Titan Beach heavy mineral sands in southern Morocco. The company's North Star is to acquire assets for near-term production, with a focus on serving shareholders and hitting goals efficiently.
Zante Metals discovers copper and silver mineralization at N. Dunn's target, updates drill targets at Cross Hills Copper Project. Zante Metals Inc. announces a significant update from its Cross Hills Copper Project, including the discovery of copper and silver mineralization at the N. Dunn's target. The project has been advanced over 7 years, now featuring 9 large drill-ready iron oxide copper gold targets. Recent geophysical surveys have identified deep-seated anomalies with potential mineralized systems. The N. Dunn's target, with a large geophysical anomaly, showed copper-silver mineralization at surface, confirming its IOCG potential. With $5 million invested, Zante Metals plans to advance N. Dunn's to the drill stage, testing the potential of this underexplored district.
Body clocks matter for heart health. Disruptions to circadian rhythms are strongly linked to health risks such as obesity, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and cardiovascular disease. Factors like rotating schedules, irregular sleep, and light exposure at night can cause these disruptions. Optimizing circadian rhythms is key for preventing cardiometabolic issues. Behavioral interventions to regulate the body's schedule can improve circadian alignment and reduce risk. More research is needed to establish causality, identify optimal timing strategies, and develop personalized interventions based on a person's internal clock timing. The American Heart Association highlights the importance of circadian health in a new scientific statement, emphasizing the impact of disruptions on cardiovascular and metabolic health.
Q&A with Mark Weinberger, PhD, MPH, President and CEO, the IMA Group. This year marks the 35th anniversary of the IMA Group, IMA, a milestone that reflects both resilience and reinvention. Over the past 14 years, Mark Weinberger, President and CEO of IMA, and his team have grown the company from its roots in medical screenings and psychological evaluations into a national organization with more than 150 locations and a rapidly expanding clinical research network. A licensed psychologist and psychiatric epidemiologist, Mark combines scientific insight with business strategy, driven by the idea that when people have better data and clearer access to services, they make better decisions, whether they're patients, clients, or communities. IMA is a national leader in outsourced medical, psychological, and ancillary evaluations and screenings, serving government agencies, insurers, TPAs, and employers. For public safety programs, we deliver the psychological and medical assessments needed to evaluate police officers, firefighters, and other essential personnel. For workers' compensation, disability, injury, or auto liability claims, we support insurers and employers through independent medical exams, IMEs, medical file reviews, case management, and rehabilitation guidance. IMA operates more than 150 clinics across the country. The majority of these clinics support our core evaluation and screening services for government programs, employers, and insurers. Within that broader network, 19 locations, from New York and Chicago to Albuquerque, NM, and Hickory, NC, are dedicated research sites that conduct Phase 2-4 clinical trials. For sponsors, this combined footprint creates a powerful advantage, giving us the infrastructure to recruit diverse, representative patient populations more quickly and deliver high-quality data.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.